I'm WUWM's Susan Bentz. In an election season that couldn't possibly be more dizzying, Thursday was no exception. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals reinstated a law saying mailed-in absentee ballots must arrive in election clerks' offices by election day. Just last month, the same court ruled absentee ballots could be counted up to 6 days later, as long as they were postmarked by election day. The State Democratic Party, League of Women Voters, and other groups filed a series of lawsuits pushing for the extra time. They say it would make voting easier during the coronavirus pandemic, when many people are voting absentee to avoid contracting the virus. The groups worry the Postal Service won't be able to handle a flood of mail-in ballots. Rachel Goodman is with Protect Democracy, a group that represents the plaintiffs. She issued a measured response after Thursday's decision. Quote, "We are reviewing the decision and considering all of our options to protect voters in light of the expanding COVID outbreak in Wisconsin," end quote. Plaintiffs could appeal the ruling in the U.S. Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the state Republican Party applauded the decision. So did the organization Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Deputy Counsel Luke Berg says it's in keeping with U.S. Supreme Court precedent.
There's a series of cases from the U.S. Supreme Court holding that judges cannot and should not change election rules on the eve of an election. So the Seventh Circuit's ruling is a straightforward application of that precedent.
Wisconsin Elections Commission Director Megan Wolf wasn't prepared to comment immediately. She happened to be in the middle of a media briefing Thursday, just as the decision was announced. But Wolf says her agency is ready to adjust to shifts in policy, and so are local election clerks.
This has happened quite a bits in our state in terms of, you know, there being decisions and us having to train all 1,850 local election officials. So we do have some very well-established communication lines. We send out regular memos and communications and emails to them, letting them know about the status of decisions. And we also rely on them, our local election officials, to get that information out to their voters.
In the meantime, Wolf says the commission remains focused on making voters who choose to vote in person feel safe and welcome, and making sure every mail-in vote counts. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.